As we've reported on Federal News Radio, a protest route available to contractors for several years disappeared September 30th. No longer can companies protest civilian agency task orders. An odd situation given that Congress retained the ability of defense contractors to protest to the GAO task orders larger than $10 million. The House would restore things, the Senate would not. For what to actually do about this, Terry O'Connor, Director of Government Contracts at the law firm Baranswyg Leonard. And Terry, this is a situation I think a lot of contractors are probably troubled by because they have lost this avenue, especially when task orders are a growing part of contracting.
That's true. I think we must start making a distinction, though, when we're talking about task orders, because task orders have a generic title, but they can be issued under two separate provisions of the regulations. One is a task order under the federal supply schedule, and those task orders are not affected at all by the protest issues that you described just a little while ago.
What about the size limit on what can be protested? Because you don't often, I guess, get $10 million task orders on supply schedules.
No, you probably don't. And perhaps a better indicator of how big an issue this might be, I checked with what the GAO report for last year, and last year GAO handled 336, or basically 12% of its protests that it resolved last year, were these FAR Part 16 IDIQ task orders. Now, we don't know how many of the 336 were from DOD. GAO records don't mention that. But when you're really dealing with, I would assume, if that 12% is all of those task orders, I'm willing to bet that I'll bet 50 or 60%, maybe 70% are from DOD, leaving perhaps 30%, something like that, still not being able to be protested. And in terms of where it's going, I checked the Senate bill. The Senate bill has an interesting provision, even for DOD. The Senate bill, the bill that passed the Senate actually, says that if an DOD entity has established a ombudsman and has established a process that an ombudsman can use for protests, then no protests are allowed under the Senate bill. So in other words, I see a change in Congress's direction. They reinforced the DOD protest authority several years ago. And now the Senate seems to be taking it back. So in terms of where that's going, it's still obviously in doubt. But I just thought that was a very interesting indicator of where the Senate was coming from. Now, that doesn't mean that contractors who could have gone to GAO, as you said, on those over $10 million procurements, it doesn't mean they can't go anywhere. They can protest to an agency. They can protest probably to the in-house ombudsman, which is already allowed in all these IDIQ contracts. The problem is when you're appealing an agency contracting officer decision to an agency ombudsman, you tend to think the logic is that the ombudsman will find it hard to argue with the contracting officer in his own department.
These ombudsmen are in every agency, and are they part of the contracting hierarchy?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Now, whether it was the Senate language was strange because it said where a DOD, the secretary has.
This is the Defense Authorization Bill.
Yes, thanks. The Senate bill says that where an ombudsman has been set up and a process has been set up by the particular DOD entity, then protests are prohibited. And so that to me suggests that, well, wait, there aren't all the entities in DOD do not have ombudsmen. My sense was in the civilian agencies, there were in each agency, and we've worked with them before in a couple of instances. But again, we didn't get any different result by going above the contracting officer to an ombudsman.
We're speaking with Terry O'Connor, Director of Government Contracts at the law firm Baranswyg Leonard. So it sounds like this is a big gray area then for task order IDIQ contracting at DOD.
Very gray area. Now, of course, there is still the ability of a contractor who is denied a task order from a civilian agency to still go to either GAO or the Court of Federal Claims to protest the fact that the task order that they lost was beyond the scope of the underlying IDIQ contract.
Which seems like it would be a hard thing to actually get awarded the way IDIQs are structured and a CLINs on them.
That's true. The one recent example was where there was a task order for only Microsoft products and for standard Microsoft software, and the agency modified that delivery order to have a cloud capability and Google equipment, Google software. GAO overturned that as being beyond the scope because, the task order that they were dealing with was clearly a Microsoft, and it wasn't cloud oriented, and that's a classic. But your instinct is, yeah, it's right. It doesn't happen that. That's so obvious.
Well, that's right. And I guess you could say that the reverse is true then, that this could be incentive to not go out of scope.
Oh, that was the idea. Yeah. That and when you go out of scope, there are a lot. Your competitors are going to know. And it's going to be visible, and it's hard for a contracting officer, it seems to me, to award a task order modification, certainly, that's beyond the scope of the original. And I also couldn't find the other two exceptions where you can still protest to either GAO or the Court of Federal Claims are where the task order is in excess of the maximum limit. I couldn't find any cases that dealt with that. They're out there. Perhaps I couldn't find them.
Now, the prohibition on protesting those task orders to GAO, does that also extend to the court?
Yes.
I mean, can you go direct?
Yeah.
You can't go directly to court.
You can go. Yeah. If you're protesting denial of a task order on the basis that you believe the task order is beyond the scope, is in excess of the maximum dollar amount, or extends beyond the period of time of the IDIQ contract, you can go to either GAO or to the court, regardless of the sunset provision of the GAO authority.
And do we know whether there are any pending protests with GAO under task orders that were before the law was enacted October 1st?
GAO takes the position that if your protest is filed before they lose the authority, it's still in there. It's still current. They can still deal with that one. So it's going to be if you file a protest after the sunset provision, GAO clearly is going to say they have no jurisdiction to deal with it.
So any particular strategies contractors should do to make sure that their task order awards are protected in some way?
I think only monitoring exactly what is happening. And certainly the bigger dollar ones. Again, this was more of a limited authority. You know, it was over $10 million, and those are worth fighting for. I think simply monitoring the conduct of your task order. I think it's very difficult to go to GAO or the court on the basis that the delivery order is beyond the scope. You know, it's one of those exceptions. It's going to be those usually, as you said, are very obvious. And in looking at the cases, I couldn't find an awful lot. It's more the general run of the mill. The task order proposal was not properly evaluated, and that is not going to be. That would still be now. After the sunset provision, still be prohibited to GAO.
So the curb is in place and there's no sense in trying to jump it.
Yes.
Terry O'Connor is Director of Government Contracts at the law firm Baron Zweig Leonard. Thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure.